This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Police still searching for the gunman who opened fire on a subway train in Brooklyn yesterday. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Authorities said Tuesday night they remain on the hunt for a gunman who wore a gas mask and construction vest and fired at least 33 bullets in a rush hour New York City subway train. At least 10 people were wounded, but miraculously no one died. New York City Police Commissioner Keechant Sewell said the focus of the investigation is on the renter of a van possibly connected to the attack.
We do have a person of interest in this investigation.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said neighboring states will assist in the hunt. I'm Mike Gracia.
Are New Yorkers scared? Manhattan resident Russell Schneiderman.
We're New Yorkers. I'm not raising my boy in a bubble, so we don't live in fear and just gotta, you know, go on with our day and as if it's any other day and hope for the best, I guess.
Texas residents are cleaning up after several tornadoes slammed through the state yesterday. There was widespread damage north of Austin. The National Weather Service has been warning of severe thunderstorms, large hail, tornadoes, and flash flooding from the Mississippi River Valley into the Midwest. President Biden now says Russia's war in Ukraine amounts to genocide.
We'll let the lawyers decide internationally whether or not it qualifies. But it sure seems that way to me.
Russian President Putin insists his war in Ukraine is going as planned, despite fierce pushback from Ukrainians and significant losses for the Russians. Today, Ukraine's President Zelensky will meet with the presidents of Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, who say they're going to Kyiv to show support for the people of Ukraine. Gas prices are still dropping in this country. It's $4.08 a gallon today, says the AAA, down about 8 cents in a week. This is AP News. A beloved comedian has died at the age of 67. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
His voice alone could make you laugh, and sometimes his jokes would make audiences groan. Gilbert Gottfried is dead at 67. His publicist says the comedian died from a rare muscle disease that can trigger a dangerously abnormal heartbeat. Like any comedian, Gottfried lived to make people laugh, but he also had no problem doing material that he knew would tick people off, and audiences often oblige. Gottfried was beloved by fellow comedians, Colin Quinn saying he was the only guy who other comics would make sure they watched work. He was also beloved among generations of kids, doing lots of voice work for children's TV shows and movies, most notably for playing Iago in Disney's Aladdin. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A new study says climate change will likely make this hurricane season rainier. The study is in the scientific journal called Nature Communications. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.